This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, let's get it, New York. What day is it? Monday? Yeah, I think it's Monday. Memorial Day. Still in the holiday. All weekend, I was like, what day is it? My wife was like, it's Saturday. I'm like, no, it was Friday on Saturday. No, Friday felt like Saturday. It's not Sunday. Today is Monday. Back to work. Here we go. 888-808-1019. Hopefully you're enjoying the holiday weekend. You can't really say happy Memorial Day when you think about what we're memorializing, what we're honoring, what we're supposed to be thinking about. I'm in here with an American flag bandana. I'm a man of many bandanas. It only felt right. As we are able to take off 4 days of work, as we are able to travel and go barbecue and hang out and you know, maybe you got in the pool today, you know, the first thing you should think about is like we're free in this country and able to do that because of so many that sacrificed before us. And there are so many now living off that wouldn't sacrifice a day of their 4 day weekend. So here we go. Back to the sports conversation, right? Memorial Day, you can officially wear white now. The summer has been officially kicked off now. Hopefully we can hit 80 degrees and stay there. But, yeah, the Mets start their homestand with a huge series win against the Dodgers, kind of passing a test, right? What happens when we see the team that eliminated us last year, the big, bad Dodgers? How will this Mets team stack up against the Dodgers? Well, first test passed at home. They beat the Dodgers. They had to deal with the rain. They had to deal with a bunch of different things, but they overcome the almighty Dodgers. I know the Dodgers are banged up, but they're still the defending champs with MVPs and talent. And you look at this Mets team like, okay, if they're in this little bit of a rough stretch, maybe they're coming out of it. And then having the White Sox and the Rockies at home, you got an opportunity to get right, win a few series in a row, maybe have a win streak, who knows? And we'll see what happens there as we're waiting for the Mets game to get started in a little bit. The Yankees face the Rockies, who will come to town and face the Mets, and they barely beat them, but a win is a win to continue the Yankees series win streak. I think that's six in a row. And Aaron Judge, of course, stars out in Colorado, his first time playing in Coors Field. He homers in the first couple games. The Yankees had a 10-run inning And they do just enough behind J.C. Ascara. They do just enough out there in Colorado to win the series and then go on to Anaheim. That game will be on later tonight. I will take you up until Emmanuel Barbari gets on air as a little bridge show into Yankees baseball later on tonight. But you know what we're going to talk about, man. You know what the conversation is around. And it could have been a lot different conversation. It could have felt a lot different if that game went the way that you thought it was going to go, or many Knicks fans and Knicks haters thought it was going to go. I'll say this. I'm not a Knicks fan, but I'm not a Knicks hater. Definitely not right now. There's no room for Knicks haters right now. The guys calling the game, right? The guys talking about the game at half, pregame, postgame, are Knicks haters. And also, there's no room for Knicks haters because they're built into the fan base. A lot of Knicks fans don't believe. And I've been telling you, belief is needed now more than ever. It's Memorial Day weekend. You're in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's not regular. That's rare for the Knicks fan. And being here is rare for the Knicks fan too. But I say all this because no matter what they do, right, it's like not good enough. But that's New York. It's tough to win here. It's tough to play here. It's tough to exist here. But the Knicks, with their backs against the wall, the New York Knicks, just as soon as you were ready to write them off, count them out, they go down 2-0. People are saying, that's wraps. Wrap it up. Series over. Okay, they go to Gainbridge Fieldhouse, win the first game the Knicks have ever won out there, and they remind you they are road warriors. They remind you that they need adversity to wake up and to respond. When it's do or die, back against the wall, feeling kind of tight, feeling like we got to find a way, they find a way. And the two main guys, Karl-Anthony Towns and Tom Thibodeau, those are two guys that were going to get all of the smoke, all the ire today if things didn't go right. But Karl-Anthony Towns balls in that fourth quarter, and he's on the floor with Deuce McBride and Dellen Wright and Landry Shamet and Josh Hart. All of those guys came off the bench. Oh, leading up to the game, there was rumblings about changing the starting lineup for Game 3, and people were saying, oh, why are you doing it now? Oh, he's caving. They're panicking. Too little, too late. They're doing this now because they're cooked. I think it was just a much-needed change. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. 888-808-1019. Fresh legs of Dellen Wright, fresh legs of Landry Shamet came up huge. Those guys off the bench, sure, you know, there was foul trouble, obviously, early in the game that might have forced Tibbs' hand, but we can't give him credit for being prepared for that. We can't give him credit. Oh, it was out of desperation. Of course it's out of desperation. You don't want to go down 3-0. They won the game. It was the right move. But yeah, from the starting lineup being changed, where you hear from Josh Hart that he suggested it, and then also he talked about sacrificing, and, you know, I can't talk about sacrifice if I'm not, you know, willing to come off the bench. He still played 34 minutes. And Mitchell Robinson played 29. And that's a lot for Mitchell Robinson. But, like, ultimately, you got the result you wanted. Now there's a series. Now it comes back to New York. Now things have changed a bit because they went down 20 points again. Incredible. With that win over Indiana, the Knicks are now the first team in this play-by-play era, 1997 and 98. To achieve 3 20-point comeback victories in a single playoff run. They're making history. And all three of those comebacks were on the road. They took three on the road in Detroit. They took three on the road in Boston. What's to stop them from taking three on the road in Indiana? They play better on the road. It fits the personality of this team on the road. You know what I'm saying? They like to go somewhere else and be hated. And that place was rocking. And you can say this about the Pacers, too. Maybe they started to celebrate too soon. The guys that threw up the choke sign and all of this talk about what happened with the Knicks in Game 1, that lingered into Game 2. And then the thought lingered into Game 3 that, hey, you know, they might sweep these guys. This might not be a series at all. Wow, they're being outclassed, outmatched. And all the Knicks haters were out. Dave Portnoy wrote, honestly, I hate this for New York. Our office is in New York. I have lots of close friends I consider New Yorkers. To see their beloved Knickerbockers emasculated like this pains me. Just outclassed, outmatched, outgunned. There's a lot of people that had to delete tweets last night. There's a lot of people that went to sleep at half or went on with their night at half. And then when they checked back later in the night or the next day today and looked at the score, wait, the Knicks came back and won. The bench won them the game. 888-808-1019. I think you got to be happy. You got to believe. you got to feel some type of way about, okay, yes, the first game they should have won. That was the best game they had played in these playoffs. It slipped out of their hands. They lost in overtime. The second game in the Garden, I feel like the first game bled into it. Once the Pacers got rolling, it was just like, okay, this is their series. People calling them a team of destiny. Halliburton balling. These guys balling. But, like, once you get on the road, right, and now the Knicks have the chance to even up the series. Now they have the chance to even up the series and have home court advantage. So if you're a Knicks fan, stop hating on your team. If you're a Knicks fan, stop looking for another coach. There is no other coach. There is no other deal. You made the deal for Karl Anthony Towns, and he shined late in that game. And I hate to put it all on Kat, but, hey, this series might be on you, buddy. This series might be on you. This series might come down to Karl Anthony Towns starring like he did, shooting the three, dunking the basketball. And, I mean, these guys hitting their foul shots, playing smart basketball, it's going to get tight. It's going to get tight. And obviously you got to overcome Scott Foster and the officiating. We'll, I'm sure, talk about the officiating at some point. That's part of the game. That's the human error and human element of the game, how these officials call the game. And again, every game is its own story.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
His own chapter, its own thing. So I wouldn't even expect, you know, I hear a lot of people talking about what are they going to do in the next game? Are they going to play the bench? It's a different game. Maybe Brunson doesn't get in foul trouble. Maybe Kat doesn't get in foul trouble. But I think I read somewhere they had like 15 different, seven different lineups. I got to get the numbers, but at this point in the series, game three, do or die, really, you don't want to go down 3-0. I think I read that no team has ever come back from down 3-0. You do what you got to do to win, and I think you got to give credit for that. Shout out to Karl Anthony Towns at the end of his press conference. He shouted out, you know, Dominican Mother's Day. Maybe he had his mom on his mind. He lost his mom a few years back. Whatever it was, man, you know, he was the star of the game. He finished with 24 points, and I think 20 of them in the fourth quarter. He really came on strong, 15 rebounds. And you give a ton of credit to a guy like Miles McBride in that third quarter. He was hooping. And then guys, like I said, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. The stay ready group, right? Fresh legs. DeLon Wright and Landry Shamet, they didn't play. They didn't have to play in the wins or, you know, in the tough games in the first two rounds. But you throw them in there, they're ready to go. And you hear from Rick Carlisle, you hear from Tyrese Halliburton, oh, they had their defensive guys in the game. Oh, they had their defenders in the game. That's what threw us off. You'll take it. Your coach is a defensive-minded guy. How does he not get credit for those guys being ready? How does he not get credit for those guys being prepared to play? How do the Knicks not get credit for, okay, you could have went down 3-0, but you fought back, from down 20 and won that game on the road. Now you win the next game. Nixon 7 is in play. Nixon 6 could be in play. We don't know. Belief is needed now, but I know. You're just inclined to hate on the team. You're inclined not to believe. Belief is needed right now. You're one of four teams left standing. Belief is needed right now. And it seems like they're such a tight-knit group, and you've heard Brunson speak on it, right? They don't care what the outside noise is. They don't care what people on the outside say. They don't care if they're down 20-0. They feel like they can come back. They feel like they can win. And you know what? That sets us up for a great week now. We'll have a game on Tuesday, and if they win that game Tuesday in Indiana and come back to New York Thursday, then the belief is back. You start rocking again. The belief is back. You start feeling it again. It's a series. It's not supposed to be easy. It's the Eastern Conference Finals. The Pacers were here last year. But like I said, things can change. Maybe they started partying too soon. Maybe they saw the ball go through the hoop and felt like, oh, yeah, we're running away. When it was, I think, 55-35, it looked like it was wraps. But then they brought it to with 13 at the half. And I think you even heard Reggie Miller say how huge that was. I think Bridges hit that corner three to bring it to 13. It was like, no, this is still a game. And then they came out and did their layup lines like they had to do in Detroit. Like, I guess they're making a thing to do now to get their, you know, blood flowing, coming out of halftime, whatever the speech is, whatever the adjustments are. Okay, do the layup lines, get ready to run, get ready to go, get ready to play for your life, get ready to play for the series, for the season. And I think you just got to commend them for that. I think you got to pat them on the back a little bit and then say, yeah, we believe in you. Until the buzzer sounds, we believe in you. You should be up 2-1. But no biggie, as Tommy Lugauer would say. No biggie, it's a series. They could rip off the next four games. Well, they only need three. They could win the next three games. They could win the next three out of four. So 888-808-1019. We'll start with the Knicks. As I'm listening to the station and I'm reading Twitter, and I know a tale of two halves. There were Knicks fans quitting on the coach, quitting on players on the team, people even questioning Brunson. I don't know what you guys expect Brunson to do. Like, when these guys get in this foul trouble, and it's obviously stupid fouls, and it's like, okay, it's ticky-tack stuff, but they're getting overzealous because they want to have defensive effort. They're getting overzealous, and they get tripped up because they're not, I mean, Cat and Brunson are not defenders. That's not their calling card. They're scorers, but they don't want to be a liability. They are, whatever. The way that game went, it actually played into the hands of Tom Thibodeau. As many people were saying, he was getting out-coached. As many people were calling for his job still. Again, he pulls a rabbit out of the hat. They win, and now you look differently at this series. Maybe you don't. Call me up. If you think the Knicks are still cooked, if you think that it's still, I don't know, Pacers in five or Pacers in six or seven, whatever. Or maybe you're a Knicks fan that was like, that's the one. That's the one they needed. They needed to come back and win. We're still going to get a performance out of Jalen Brunson to win us a game. We're still going to get a performance out of Mikal Bridges or OG Anunoby that wins this game. And not to leave them out. OG has been great. It might not always show up in the box score, but his defense and even his intensity. I like the tenacity. I liked him showing emotion. Like, you got to have that. So, ultimately, you get more guys off the bench that have played all series. You get a different starting lineup. And you know what? I've read, like, Ian Begley, and shout out to Ian Begley. I know he was on recently. He put a post out. It was needed, man. The Knicks starting lineup was minus 50 in the postseason, minus 29 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Okay. So do or die, you shake it up, and you get the results you wanted. Those aren't the results you wanted. Would you have rather them stick to their guns, do the same things, take a loss, be down 3-0 so you could say you were right about? No, hell no. You want to win. It doesn't matter how you get to the finals. Get to the finals. So now they're one win away from evening up the series. And then coming back to New York and seeing how they play in the Garden. And, you know, I saw Nesmith tweaked his ankle. That's another thing. And I know, you know, Cat had an injury scare and so did Hart with his knee. But, like, the more games you play, the deeper you get in the season, anybody's liable to come up lame. You saw it in every round. Like, anybody's liable to have a hamstring or an ankle or whatever, and that could change a series. It's not over until one team wins four games. The Pacers are halfway there. But if the Knicks bounce back and tie up the series, you got to feel like you're right back in it. You're in it now. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Dial 888-808-1019. You got me until 8 o'clock. I'm definitely going to talk about the Mets stepping up and beating the Dodgers. The Mets pitching is incredible. The Mets pitching lab. I mean, we've talked about it all season, but, like, that is what has got them here. And then the Yankees, of course. The Yankees offense can score with the best of them. They have the MVP, the best player in the game, Aaron Judge. But there are other guys that are stepping up and getting it done around him where it is not just Aaron Judge. He gets top billing. A ton of Yankee fans obviously went out to Denver, Colorado for the Memorial Day weekend and got to see them face the Rockies and win, you know, 2 out of 3 to not lose to the worst team in baseball. But, you know, this Yankees team has gotten performances and guys that have elevated their game in this month of May. And we'll certainly talk about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest, it hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.